Rex Latford here with another Day Page. There are terrorists all over New York City. Yes, it's a show force by the most commonly seen terrorists, the New York City Police Force. They're everywhere, on every street corner, claiming to protect the public from the upcoming Super Bowl, but in reality, a menacing and overbearing show force that, for many people, is intimidating, not comforting. I don't feel safe. Is that over the top? Well, perhaps, but today's Day Page has many examples of illegal and criminal activity at the top of the federal government, so maybe the police force should be deployed there. And we're hardly comprehensive in this. The people of the United States need to take stock of the criminal activity in federal government and do their civic duty, as do the police. The Republican Party has passed the Farm Bill, finally, after 2 years of screwing around. Not that it's all good. For people on food stamps, life will get a lot harder. President Obama hit the road to continue to threaten executive action despite Congress. He continues his rhetoric intended to stimulate a raise in the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour for all. Researchers say that if the minimum wage had kept pace since the 70s, it would now be over $20 an hour. Well, now back to crime and government. Criminal and National Intelligence Chief James Clapper cemented his reputation as an imbecile while testifying under oath on Wednesday. He wants Edward Snowden to return the documents that he took. But Snowden has made it clear that he gave all the documents he had to reporters before traveling to Russia and no longer has any. Apparently, Clapper is just full of bull and bluster and doesn't pay attention to what's actually going on outside his circle of spies. He also says reporters who have reported on the story are Snowden's accomplices and should be imprisoned. He appeared before the same panel he blatantly lied to previously when he claimed that the NSA did no surveillance on Americans at all, as he held his head in his hands and appeared to be on the verge of weeping. Clearly not an American, the criminal Clapper is still a free man and continuing to act in his capacity as a federal government official. New details have emerged on the secret CIA prison in Poland that was used to illegally torture prisoners, contrary to international law and conventions such as the Geneva Convention, which the U.S. ratified in 1949. That supersedes any laws on the American books. More criminal activity in the Capitol building. Republican Congressman Michael Grimm threatened New York One reporter Michael Scotto on camera following Obama's State of the Union address. After menacing the reporter, who was clearly terrified, Grimm said, "I'll throw you off this effing balcony." He also said, "I'll break you in half like a boy." Another example of the criminals infesting federal government, Grimm was neither arrested nor charged with a crime, despite ample video evidence. Here's the clip and an interview with the reporter Michael Scotto on CNN.
Take a look at this bizarre scene. This was inside the Capitol Hill Rotunda after the President's State of the Union address.
What? Let me be clear to you. You have to do that to me again.
I just wanted to ask you. What? Why? This is a valid question.
You're telling me what?
No,
I'm sorry. No. You're not me. What? You're not me. Ricky.
Almost impossible to believe, but you were just watching New York Congressman Michael Grimm physically threatening a local reporter who just asked about an ongoing federal investigation into his campaign fundraising. The reporter's name is Michael Scotto. He's from New York One, and Michael Grimm, of course, is going to face a whole new set of uncomfortable questions for him. Michael, it's great to have you.
Nice to see you.
I don't know what Grimm was thinking. You know, a kid from Floral Park isn't going to back down. You know, he got that Strong Island going. You just did a normal interview. You had to ask about the ongoing investigation. What did you make of his reaction?
I was surprised by his reaction. I asked that question at the very end of an interview about the State of the Union address. I decided to throw in that question about the investigation because we had been waiting to hear from him on allegations that had surfaced just a couple of weeks ago. And I asked that question. I really wasn't expecting much of a response. I thought maybe he'd say, you know, I don't want to talk about that, or, you know, I've done nothing wrong, something to that extent. And then it kind of devolved into what we saw on television.
Now, you can't hear it that well, so let's go through. It's a good thing you're a reporter, so you can tell us what happened. You seem to sense something in his eyes when he's looking back at you. What did you see?
Well, so what happened was we taped this segment basically as live. It was going to air as is. And I asked him that question, and he said, I don't want to talk about it, and walked off. So I then had to turn back to the camera and kind of explain as to why he left the interview. And I think it was during that time he got really infuriated and then came back to me once I had wrapped up and then leaned over and said what he said, basically saying that if I did something like that again, he was going to throw me over the balcony. I mean, I'm a New York City reporter. I'm used to pushback, but I had never encountered anything like that.
No, right? I mean, do you believe the substance of the threat, or are these just angry words?
No, I don't believe the substance of the threat at all. I mean, I'm not taking it personally. I just think he was angry by the fact that I asked that question, and I think he was even more angry by the fact that I kind of explained to viewers why he was not going to answer that question. So I'm not taking it personally. I'm not frightened by it.
You surprised by his lack of discretion coming back in front of a camera, whispering as if the mics wouldn't pick it up?
That,
he should know better.
Yeah, I mean, that was surprising because he knew. I had told him that we were going to air this as is. So he knew that this was essentially, for all intents and purposes, a live situation. And he knew that the camera was rolling. He knew that it was going back to New York One. So for him to come back and say that, I mean, was surprising to me. He had to have known. I mean, it's kind of PR 101. Not to say anything like that in front of an open mic.
His best defense would be this. Did you have a deal with him about what the interview would and would not cover? I won't ask about this. Was that any condition of
there were no preconditions. When I spoke to him before the interview began, I didn't really talk to him at all about what we were going to ask. I just said, we're going to do this interview. We're going to air it as live.
So he had no expectation that that wouldn't be asked.
That was not my understanding.
In the never-ending fallout of the NSA's criminal activities, Edward Snowden got his second nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. Snowden has revealed the nature and technological prowess of modern surveillance, said the nominators, and in doing so has contributed to peace. His actions have led to the reintroduction of trust and transparency as a leading principle in global security policies. Its value can't be overestimated, they said. The Huffington Post says the NSA spied on foreign governments before and after the climate conference late last year, and there's suspicion that they may have moved to manipulate the outcome of the conference. Chronic lawbreaker and Attorney General Eric Holder says the bulk collection of records by the NSA is legal, but he's a prosecutor, not a judge or a court. He admits that just because we can doesn't mean we should, but continues to maintain the program is legal and will continue forward. And to end this madness, the ACLU is beginning to systematically challenge the laws that the government claim are the basis of the illegal spying. That's just some of what's happening this Wednesday, January 30th, 2014. Find all the other forlorn day pages at daypage.net, part of the morning shtick here on Radio InfoWeb, the galaxy's most important radio network, and heard on the most awesome Liberty Radio Network as well. Join me next time for another turn of the day page.